Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael, Faith and Freedom Show, 1-888-850-1872. That's the number here, is 888-850-1872. So you can give us a call. Because the global warming is the in-flight entertainment while our plane's in a nosedive, we're going to have to talk about it. What we're trying to do is get you off the focus on the in-flight entertainment. And so that you don't have egg on your face, we're going to try to get you to get your hands on the yoke and pull back and level out for the sake of your safety and your flight enjoyment. Doctors issue health warning ahead of climate conference. The sky is falling. Hey, guys, just because the sky is falling, it's not the government's job to save you in it. When the sky is falling, it isn't the government's job to save you in it. The government's job is there to be the rule of law kind of thing. But the law of, as I said earlier in our first segment, it's revealed law. Law is, before the Constitution, law is. You couldn't have a Constitution if there was not first law. That'll confuse the daylights out of you. Check out our website, by the way, faithfreedoms.org. The phone number here is 888-850-1872. Let's see what this article says. Copenhagen. This is from Copenhagen. Human society faces a global health catastrophe if climate change is not effectively tackled at the United Nations conference in Copenhagen in December, say some of the world's leading doctors. The best minds on the planet have determined there's going to be a global health catastrophe, okay? Calling on medical practitioners everywhere to put pressure on politicians before the meeting. The doctors say that the world's poorest people will be hit first by the health effects of global warming, but add that no one will be spared. I did see an article yesterday that says this year's ice sheet in the Arctic has begun growing back well ahead of schedule. The Arctic ice sheet is growing back and growing again for the winter ahead of schedule. Now, they say that, this is just something, I'm summarizing what I read yesterday. The thing was, well, is this beginning a trend? Or is this is it going to be thicker than next year? Or is this really the new big ice sheet for a longer-term small ice sheet? Again, I want to remind you that as the ice melts in the Arctic, what's going to happen? There's going to be more evaporation. Then what's going to happen? There's going to be more snow up in Greenland and Russia and the United States and Canada. There's going to be more snow because of more water. And then what's going to happen? It's going to become cooler again. I was finding something out in Antarctica. I was watching a video, and these guys were complaining that the ice sheets are receding in Antarctica because of global warming. And there's more rain. There's rain when there hasn't ever been any rain on the edges of that continent. But they're saying now that the center of Antarctica is becoming colder. And the reason why, because hear what they're saying, it's becoming colder. And the reason why is because of this warmth near the coast and the increased evaporation. There's more snow being dumped in the center of the continent, which is making the continent colder. And I will tell you, with the wave and cycle of things, I'm going to forecast for you, the cold is going to work its way out again. It's part of a wave. It's something that happens. So here we are in this doctor's issue health warning ahead of climate conference, calling on medical practitioners everywhere to put pressure on the politicians before the meeting because the doctors, the best minds in the world, say the poorest people will be hit by global warming. Their challenge to governments followed a report in May which said climate change would represent the biggest global health threat of the 21st century. Is it warming or cooling? Right now, currently in India, Saudi Arabia, there's a dust cloud that goes from Saudi Arabia all the way to China, to the coast of China, and it's a pollution / dust cloud, and the temperature under that dust cloud is cooling. And let me tell you, that dust cloud is full of carbon. It is just, there's a lot of industrial pollutants from India and things like that. But there's this cloud that's stretching across the globe down there. And they said if the amount of pollutants and things change, they said all that cloud could be gone in 2 weeks. I don't know about that because a lot of it's coming off the dust of the desert in Saudi Arabia too. So there's other things causing parts of that cloud. But here we have all these doctors who are going to be talking about global warming. Again, the sky is falling. You've got to have an enemy. You've got to have a reason, a justification for government to do something. The problem is, if they're doing something outside their boundaries, it's merely lawless. They're taking advantage of you. You've been duped. That's probably what it is. And if you sit back and sleep and don't people hold accountable for being lawless, then ultimately, eventually, it's going to come back to haunt you. Their challenge to governments follows a report, as I said, the biggest global health threat of the 21st century. Tropical diseases would increase. Saw the other day a report from somebody who studies bugs, and he said that it's not the climate, per se, that's causing malaria from mosquitoes. And that's a pretty complex thing. But there's mosquitoes all over the place. Not necessarily malaria is not necessarily linked to like a warmer climate. So says some mosquito expert. The study predicted, spelling out how rising temperatures will cause health crises in a half a dozen areas. There will be increased problems with food supplies, clean water, and sanitation, especially in developing countries. Okay, well, let's go take care of that as a people, not the government. Oh, by the way, is that the government's job? Is that what the United States government is supposed to do? We see it happening. We see the United States government spending lots of tax dollars, paying for immunizations around the world and other things like that. Is that their job? I say, by looking at this thing, I read the Constitution here. We looked at the functions, the powers of the legislature. You see, the executive can't do something that he's not empowered to do either by the Constitution or has to enforce because of the legislature's activities. So if an executive agency is out doing something that Congress hasn't been given the authority to do, it's lawless. It's wicked. Something's up. What it is it's our job, your job, my job, to support those people who are doing the good deeds in Africa or India or wherever it is and trying to lead them out of depravity and out of poverty. Some of the poverty comes from depravity, and lead them into right lifestyle. They'd be reaping some of the same benefits that America has reaped over these last couple of hundred years if you and I would go and lead them into righteousness, not fake righteousness. Like the Taliban can talk about righteousness all day long, but they're beating the snot out of their people and killing them and not leading them into prosperity. Okay. They have a false religion. They have a false religion. Okay, it has a facade of piety, but it doesn't have a basis in righteousness. So it's going to reap destruction. So those are the kind of things. If the U.S. government is trying to be a good guy, the U.S. government has no power to be good. It can't be redeemed. The U.S. government can't be redeemed. You and I can be. And we can exercise acts of love to take and help the world. But it's not an act of love, as our host in the previous show said, if we're using the power of the sword to take from people to go out and exercise an act of love. It's just, it doesn't work. It's dysfunctional. It's just not reality. So, and ultimately it's going to wreak havoc. What's going to happen is you're going to have evil people who understand this, who are in control and are going to take advantage one way or the other. Something to think about. If it's outside the government's power, they ought not to be doing it. If we think it needs to be done, then quit your whining, get up and do it. That's really what it comes down to. By the way, as I noticed in Florida, when hurricanes hit, I just saw it was down there right after Charlie. I didn't see the federal government saving everybody. You know, I was down in Katrina. You know, it wasn't the federal government saving everybody. It was people from all over the country coming down and saving Katrina victims. That's what happened. That was a marvelous demonstration of what we ought to be doing. Let's look about, again, this: the sky is falling. They're saying that because of climate change. Now, the thing is, they have to get away. They were talking global warming. Now they got to get away from that term because, yeah, climate is changing. That's easy. You don't have to be a rocket scientist for that one. And you think the climate's not going to change over and over and over and over? Every day you've got a difference in climate. It's always changing. So that's something that's really a really easy thing to have, where the sky will always be falling. Let's see, they're talking about there's going to be a migration of people combined with extreme weather events to make for disastrous conditions in human settlements. So the doctors make their appeal as momentum starts to build for the conference, which will be held in the Danish capital from December 7th to the 18th, during which an attempt will be made to draw up a comprehensive climate treaty. You see, these treaties to replace a 1997 Kyoto Protocol. Should there be a little group getting together in Copenhagen to determine what your life will be, to determine what law is for you? And this is a people group who are pretty much sold out in an anti-Christ, an anti-God perspective. A man is the ultimate God, and the synergetic energies, the synergetic focus of the democratic group of people on the planet, representative by the best minds, are the God that will determine what law ought to be for this planet. That's what's going to go on. Has Congress been given authority to partner with that? Can they go make a treaty with a country to do something that is outside of the federal government's power to do? There's another big question. See, these are pretty lofty. We're hoping that. Now, when you go to consider who's going to go represent you in the Congress of the United States, those probably ought to be questions that you're putting to them. By what authority? Or ask them the question, what's their thought? They might be put on some kind of committee that's got to consider these things. Senator, what's your thought? Should the government, should you approve a treaty that imposes a duty upon the federal government to act and the law of the land of the United States in such a way that the Constitution itself does not give that government the authority to do? Ask that question. Whoa. Let's change the subject. We need to talk about health care. I'm sorry, you're taking us off the focus of in-flight entertainment. People are going to notice that we're in a flameout if you ask any questions like that. Let's go on with this article. This week, the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon convened a climate change summit of world leaders in New York to try to give some impetus to the tortuous pre-conference negotiating process. The draft text of 200 pages already contained 2,000 square brackets, that is, points where the 190 countries disagree. The doctors, oh, by the way, I think in 190 of these countries, they have a can't get through life without a nine-digit number program. That's kind of interesting. The doctors challenged the politicians to sort this out comes in a letter published simultaneously in Britain's two principal health journals, the British Medical Journal and the Lancet. I did that to something in my finger. I lanced it. In the letter, Professor Ian Gilmore, the president of the Royal College of Physicians, joined 17 other doctors' leaders from the U.S. to Australia, and saying there is a real danger that politicians will be indecisive, especially in such turbulent economic times as these. Now, there's the best minds in the globe, the best medical minds in the globe have weighed in on global warming. Time to tune in, folks. Time to take control. Take responsibility for what's happening in your land. You're going to be held accountable to what's being done to the least of these, those who are most innocent. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about something. Yes, Debbie Downer, but I've heard and I've understood, I didn't know before, that is scary and ought to be of our concern. We shall return. The number here is 888-850-1872. Tune in to faithfreedoms.org.